A member of the North Dakota Public Service Commission is raising questions concerning a plea deal that federal prosecutors reached with a grain trader from Leeds, who investigators allege was running his grain business like a Ponzi scheme. Under the deal, 22-year-old Hunter Hansen will plead guilty to federal charges of money laundering and wire fraud. He operated grain elevators in Tunbridge and Roarville and had a roving grain buyer's license. The deal said Hansen will forfeit his assets and he will pay restitution of $11.4 million owed to creditors. The PSC, meanwhile, was appointed as bankruptcy trustee in state court. Commissioner Randy Crispin says he has questions about what is described in that plea deal.
It's unknown to us how much the prosecutors are going to be able to capture. I hope it's a lot.
Crispin says he thinks a lot of people have been led to believe that they're getting their money back.
Just me personally, I find it hard to imagine that he has that kind of money that can be captured, but has been sitting in jail all spring.
Crispin said he has some doubts about how much will be paid back to producers. And meanwhile, he says the PSC process continues.
Our team is working diligently on. They're making good progress, and it hopefully won't be too much longer, and we'll have a report into the courts.
Crispin said all that grain has been sold, and the PSC is now waiting for the proceeds. He says some money will also come from the grain indemnity fund. Crispin says staff is now looking at the claims to see which ones are legitimate and which ones aren't. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.